Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our weekly visit with Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. Norman, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are as well. So let's get right to it. The state GOP has finally, definitely, maybe, probably, I don't know, settled the 97th district.
Well, I think that's the most definitive statement I've heard yet about the outcome. But yes, apparently over the weekend, Saturday to be specific, the Republicans' State Central Committee, not to be confused with the Politburo because they sound so remarkably similar, voted overwhelmingly to make Scott Wyatt, Hanover County Supervisor, the official Republican nominee in the 97th House District. Now, that, of course, means the current incumbent, Chris Peace, who's been in the seat for several years, is on the sidelines, defeated, allegedly out over, the big issue was Medicaid expansion, which he voted for, which he kind of high-handedly voted for, and generated a lot of enemies along the way in voting for it. And so now Republicans, Mr. Wyatt, has to go and stitch Republicans back together in advance of the general election. Mr. Peace, however, says he's keeping all options on the table. Now, his options are actually quite limited, I think. He might try to go to court to try to have all this overturned or to have some sort of relief. I think a court would be reluctant to get involved in this kind of a process because it means then a court would have to be deciding whether committee members followed Robert's rules of order. I'm not sure that's a proper use of a court's time. He might be able to run a write-in campaign. The state has a spoiler law, a poor loser law, that's been on the books actually since the 1930s. It's not 100% clear to me whether it would apply to Peace, because that one applies to somebody who lost in a party primary who cannot appear then on another party line in the general election ballot. He lost, apparently, according to the state central committee, in a convention. Is that the same thing? I don't know. So he may have some options. His best option may be to sit on the sidelines and meditate on what to do next.
This was an interesting referendum on the process where they had actually two different nominating situations. How did we get here with this mess in the 97th?
That's an existential question, Gary. I don't know how we got anywhere, but it generally worked like this. Peace voted for Medicaid expansion. He was warned that would generate a primary challenge or a challenge of some sort this year. That actually came to pass. He was woefully unprepared for how determined his opposition was going to be. They came ready for bear. They got him. They had the process set up. They chose a convention. Peace initially tried to play along with that, then backed out, and then all this machinations back and forth. Who's on a committee? Who's a chairman? Who's not? It got so confusing that you really needed a scorecard to keep track of it. But the end result is the state central committee decides, well, yep, you know, Scott Wyatt won the convention where only his people really showed up, and because Peace's people have boycotted it, and he's the nominee. It's not a good look by and large, but it's the process they chose. It's sloppy. It has left wreckage and bad feelings in its wake. It's probably created more damage long term than people realize. And for those in the state Senate, I'm thinking of Tommy Norman, the majority leader, Ryan McDougall, and others who think they have a handle on the forces they have unleashed to get rid of Mr. Peace, they are sadly mistaken. And they may be next on the list. Remember, revolutions tend to eat their own, including the leaders. Just ask how things finished up for Robespierre.
Well, speaking of, people being rubbed the wrong way, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax now thinks he can run for governor.
Oh, my. I can't believe you said that. this was rather shocking. Mr. Fairfax, in an interview, said that the hullabaloo, the scandal about alleged sexual assault on two women has raised his profile and given him hope about 2021 and his possibility to run for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. That the bad news has raised his profile to such a degree that even people at gas stations come up to him and say, hey, we know you. You're all right. You didn't do what they say you did. It runs on the theory that there is no bad publicity. It also runs on the mad hope that there's more than one Joe Morrissey-type candidate out there. If Justin Fairfax thinks he can pull a Morrissey, I think he may be a little mistaken. But that's the state of play in Fairfax land right now. It's rather incredible.
It is amazing that he thinks this has actually raised his profile for good. It's just beyond me. Okay, let's wrap it up today with this. Terry McAuliffe, our former governor, joining CNN.
Yeah, boy. I don't know where to begin with this, but first of all, it's a great match. McAuliffe is tremendously entertaining on TV. You may not agree with him. You may despise the ground he walks on, but give him the guy his due. He can really drive a debate. It's interesting to me, too, that since he's really become such a force on the campaign trail in Virginia this year because Ralph Northam cannot fulfill that role, that now McAuliffe is going to be on CNN. It'll be interesting to see how often he strays into Virginia politics, because then you get, well, can he do both? Is CNN really offering in-kind contributions to Democratic candidates if they have McAuliffe on and he's touting them on national television? So it's a good move for him. It simply raises his profile and it fuels speculation that, yes, he will be a candidate for governor again in 2021.
Okay, that'll be fascinating to watch. Always great catching up with you. Have a great one.
Thanks, Gary.
That's Norman Leahy, Virginia columnist for The Washington Post.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.